It is Taunton's 107.8. Tone FM is the community connection with me, Patch Jobson, until the top of the hour. And it is that time of the month again for us to talk all things business and say hello to Bethan at the Taunton Chamber of Commerce. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Patch. Not too bad. I will say it's a bit hot and sticky at the moment, but
It's a bit warm.
But we mustn't grumble. And as well as saying hello, I am also wishing you a happy plastic-free July.
Oh, get you. How exciting.
Absolutely. All will become apparent when I introduce my guest in a few moments' time. But yes, it is July. And it's the month where we are all encouraged to refuse plastic, and particularly single-use plastic.
Sounds like a really good plan to me, without any shadow of a doubt. Now, obviously, we'll come on to your guest in a few minutes, but how are things looking across Taunton at the moment, Beth, and generally for our local businesses? Because obviously, restrictions are gone. I know that some businesses are dealing with the situation differently to others. I know some are still having challenges with it. How's the general feel across the business community in and around the county town at the moment?
Well, I think the general mood is of positivity, because I think, you know, with there having been that sort of few weeks delay to moving to, I suppose people are calling it Freedom Day, aren't they? But because there was that, sort of delay in the dates, we moved out of June and into July. I think obviously there was some worry from business about sort of whether things would be able to open back up. I think particularly here in Taunton, lots of the retail and hospitality businesses, particularly those independent ones who aren't necessarily, you know, sort of led by a head office somewhere, have very much been talking to each other and actually just saying, look, we need to keep Taunton as a safe and welcoming place, both for shoppers and for diners. Let's actually work together, rather than everybody having a slightly different interpretation in their own venue or in their own shop as far as what they were going to ask customers to continue on with, what they were going to relax. Actually, businesses have spoken to each other, because I think all the way through the pandemic, one of the things I think that's been a constant topic is that sometimes there are so many mixed messages out there. And so it was really great to see the business community come together and say, right, what do we feel is appropriate?
I think it all makes a huge difference, doesn't it, to say the very least. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed and hopefully it will all keep going in the right direction, and hopefully now the pressure will start to ease. Now, you did mention that you've brought along another guest this month, so would you like to introduce your guest, and I will hand it over to you.
Okay, yeah, well, just for listeners' benefit, you heard me a minute ago mention about plastic-free July and how appropriate that was for my guest. And so I'd like to welcome Tim Walker onto the Community Connection. Hi, how are you, Tim?
Hi, Bethan. Hi, Patch. Thanks very much for having me on. I'm great, thank you.
Good. Well, I was going to say, I know you as Tim Walker, but then I also know you under a couple of other sort of aliases as well. So one of those is My Carbon Coach, which is sort of you looking towards the future of your career. Do you want to sort of tell listeners a little bit about your passion for all things green?
Absolutely. So My Carbon Coach was a business that I've had in mind for the past couple of years whilst I have been studying a degree in environmental science. And the idea is, as the name suggests, that I would love to become a consultant or a coach to help individuals, households, or other businesses to reduce their carbon footprints and become greener. Green living, environmentalism, and being aware of your carbon footprint is a very hot topic at the minute. And as more and more people and businesses are becoming aware of the climate crisis and are wanting to know what they can do, and it's not always apparent to everyone. And that's where I step in through social media, blog posts, eventually a podcast, etc., and one-on-one consultations and audits can help people with ideas, suggestions, and reports to then how to move forwards.
Well, that's really great, and I think it's really an area where there isn't, or there's probably as much disinformation out there as there is good information. And I know when obviously the David Attenborough and all the work that he's been doing and talking and publicising, there's some really hard facts about the about the environment and the climate crisis. Yeah. I think a lot of people, whether they're business people or just people in their own personal lives, everybody's using those reusable carrier bags now. We've seen plastic straws, drinking straws, yes, being phased out. And I think there are quite a lot of the simple things that obviously certainly make a huge impact that actually we're quite a way along the lines with now. And I suppose there's probably some confusion out there about, well, what else could I do?
Absolutely. Sometimes the problems have quite simple solutions, but because the topic is quite a broad and all-encompassing problem, it's often quite difficult to know where to start or how to start when cutting out straws, bags, etc. All of these small steps soon add up to a large reduction and in us helping the planet. And it's just helping people to find their ways along that path.
Fantastic. Now the other, the other sort of alter ego that I know you by is the work that you're doing as part of the Tidy Up Taunton group, which I understand has very recently become a community interest company, so fully fledged and fully authorised and ready to rumble.
Yeah, absolutely. So Tidy Up Taunton is a litter picking community group that I started in the January before everything kicked off, so the January of last year. And what it began as was a monthly litter pick organised as a Facebook event to spread the word. And I would pick a specific area of Taunton. And although the name is Tidy Up Taunton, it encompasses surrounding areas as well, your Moncton Heathfields and etc. out to Troll. However, I try to initially pick an area that was central and quite high profile. So our very first litter pick was French Weir Park, and we had quite a good turnout for that. And I try to create an event once a month to go out litter picking, all the while spreading word about sort of the environmental impacts of litter online. Mm-hmm. Lockdown then happened, which put a dampener on group events and leaving the house except for exercise, etc. So during that time, though, I did try to continue the work I was doing by enabling families to go out and, as part of their daily exercise, do a little litter pick on maybe their walk. They were walking like 10,000 steps. So I'd built up a sort of an arsenal of equipment, of litter grabbers and things like that. And so I put the word out that I would happily lend out this equipment to people for free if they wanted to then go off and do it. So I had a great uptake on that. And then, as you say, very recently, just as we've been sort of emerging over the past couple of months from our various stages of lockdown, I applied for CIC, Community Interest Company status, and have been accepted by Companies House as a sort of a charitable company, not specifically a charity. And that's going to enable me to go even further to Tidy Up Taunton. What I've also managed to do is step up the litter picks that I run from a monthly endeavour up to a weekly event.
Fantastic. So
going out once a week as a group effort to tidy up various parts of Taunton.
Tell us all about Saturday the 14th of August, which everybody listening into the show needs to pop in their diary.
So Saturday the 14th of August is our big follow-up to the Big Taunton Spring Clean. It's our next large-scale event, which we want to encompass all of Taunton. And it is called the Pickup and Picnic in the Park. And it's something slightly different. The spring clean lasted all week and it was just everyone going out and doing their part to tidy up their street or their local neighbourhood. Mm-hmm. The Pickup and Picnic in the Park is a one-day event and we would like as many people out there as possible to leave their front door and conduct a litter pick as they make their way to their nearest park. Maybe you live close to Long Run Meadow or close to Taunton Green up on Cheddon Road, or any of our many parks. We've blessed with so many of these wonderful outdoor areas, and quite often the actual parks are quite well looked after. However, it's all of the streets and the alleyways leading to them that often are the littered areas. So what we'd like is everyone to aim as a street or as a family, or maybe you're part of a community group, to get together and arrange a litter pick and head to your nearest park, and over lunchtime have a lovely picnic. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll have weather as beautiful as we are currently having, and everyone can have a really nice sort of summer holiday.
Such a great idea, because I think, you know, sort of there will be lots of families and lots of, you know, sort of friendship groups and things like that who will all be sort of heading to the park to, you know, sort of have a run round or have a picnic or what have you. So to actually start the litter pick at your front door. Yes. And to be honest with you, we all care deeply about our own street, exactly. Don't we? So actually, of course, you know, sort of we care about our local area as well. But, you know, sort of they always say charity starts at home. And I think you're sort of keeping your very, very local area sort of starts close to home. So what a great idea to sort of, you know, as I say, to take a bag out with you and litter pick on the way. And particularly for families, you know, kids are always really competitive, and it's going to be, you know, sort of who's picked up more cans than other people. So if people are listening tonight and they live reasonably close, or, you know, as I say, to a lovely local park that they use the facilities of, and they're interested in getting together with, as I say, friends, family, sort of neighbours, community groups, and actually getting involved in this event on the 14th, how is the best way of them sort of finding out more information and finding out all the lowdown?
So currently all of the information is kept in a Facebook event, and that can be found through the Tidy Up Taunton CIC Facebook page. Also, if people wanted to, they could also contact me via my website. There's a contact form there, which was the aforementioned mycarboncoach.co.uk. We've had a fantastic response so far, with people saying they are either going or interested in the event on Facebook. And as we found last time, there's many, many more people that aren't on social media that also get involved, which is fantastic. So the more that people can spread the word to their friends, colleagues, etc., the better. And what we're hoping is that we can at least get sort of one person guaranteed for each park, and almost act as a sort of liaison or a volunteer representative to then drum up support and sort of motivation for others to join in with each park. So myself, I live closest to Taunton Green, so I will be heading on a route there, and I will be sort of bringing some people along with myself. If people wanted to, they can like just sort of organize it privately amongst themselves, or if other people wanted to have help with setting up their own sort of Facebook events to draw people to it, then absolutely please get in touch. We'll be able to co-host that on Facebook. That's one of the features, and we can spread the word about it that way.
Absolutely. I think we're all in agreement on that.
I would say so. Well, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you both on the show. Bethan, I know you'll be back next month.
Tim, I will indeed.
Wish you all the best. And we'll have to check in with you in August to find out how it all went. But just let's have those details one more time. It was the 14th of August, is that correct?
Saturday the 14th of August, heading towards parks for roughly around 1-ish. Full details are found on Facebook. If you search for Tidy Up Taunton CIC, you'll find the litter picking group and all of the event details there.
That's fantastic. Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you both on the show. Bethan, we'll talk to you again next month. Tim, thank you very much. It is the Community Connection with me, Patch Jobson, and I will be back just after this.